We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League slate. We got the second leg of the quarterfinals, and Luis Pacheco is back from vacation. He's back from the beach. Welcome back, Luis.
How's it going, Adam, and everybody? Hopefully everybody's having a good DFS season, I guess. I don't know how to say this, but you know.
Yeah, I think actually, so last week may have been the first time all season. Maybe it's because I didn't talk to you. I don't know. But the first time all season that I think I finished in the positive both Tuesday and Wednesday. So
it's not well. I didn't play, but it was only me. I know that they didn't they take out the Canadians already?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know maybe.
I knew Pew lives in Canada. Pew.
That's right.
I don't know who else is Canadian, but I felt, I mean, I don't know. I was afraid of not playing because, you know, like the $50 get chopped down. Everybody, every time somebody drops, it gets chopped down. So, you know, I'm glad I saw an 11.50 for today. So, you know.
Yeah. So last week, I didn't even have Benzema in one of my lineups, and I still, it must have been cash games I still hit just because everyone had Lewandowski instead. So,
yeah.
I guess that's what we can start with here. We'll probably look at the odds. As we can see here, Bayern Munich has the higher implied goal total, 2.45, which is almost one more goal expected than Real Madrid, who they're up 3-1. So they're probably not going to be as – I mean, yeah. I guess their goals last week were off the counter. So if they score again, it will be off the counter. And yeah, that one just figures to be a little more defensive, whereas yeah, Bayern Munich, they're down a goal, and they're at home, which is a lot. But you got Lewandowski minus 250 to score, Benzema plus 110. The funny thing is we now have a swapping of prices. We got Benzema, the most expensive player, even with the worst odds, and then you got Lewandowski, 9,700. Seems like Lewandowski, what, 80%, 90% in cash games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm going to say this. I watch the games without having anything gamble on, and it's different, right? Like, I don't have to ask Coman to take another cross, please. So it's just
I saw
Villarreal did a great job neutralizing Lewandowski. Like, they packed the box. They have, you know, not only Pau and Albiol, but also if Juan Foyt will help, whoever was playing left back helped too, and then Capu was kind of like a third center back. So they were all surrounding Lewandowski. I mean, I think he have the fewest shot I remember seeing Lewandowski when, you know, when a team is so, you know, like, because Villarreal is smaller than Bayern Munich and also less quality, but I don't remember how many shots he got, but maybe less than four.
Yeah, he had two.
Yeah, so it was amazing the frustration they did. So kind of like they neutralizing the crosses, the true balls, everything. I mean, are they going to be able to do it again? I don't know. They were pretty successful. But again, it's Bayern Munich. They play at home.
You know, basically had this, the same situation in the last round because he had the Lewandowski where he had less than 1 point in the first game. And then he came back with 3 goals and an assist in the 7-1 win. Probably not going to happen again, but do you think like that brace potential, hat trick potential is there? Or, like, you're really
it is
big on the
there. Yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, this is how I see this late. I mean, and obviously, there are only four teams. So, cash game, stack Bayern with Lewandowski, GPP, Bayern without Lewandowski. And that's it, you know, like, I mean, Benzema having an amazing season, but I mean, if Real Madrid are going to keep scoring goals, I mean, they did an amazing job with Vinicius Junior going against Christensen, and then he destroyed him. The future Football Club Barcelona center back got destroyed by Vinicius, not pretty good omen. And then Benzema is just in another level now. It was amazing, but in reality, it's like, you know, Valverde was playing defensive. Real Madrid very reactive. I feel that also they lose Militao for this game, and Nacho probably gonna step in. Nacho is a guy that likes to play the pace duels, right? He's not the guy that likes to go with contact. So, I mean, sadly Chelsea's not playing Lukaku because he doesn't want to anymore, I guess.
Yeah.
But Kai Havertz might do a good job. I saw maybe Timo Werner after his weekend game does well, but playing any forward in that Real Madrid Chelsea, I mean, you're probably moving towards the Chelsea forwards, but what are you going to do that if you have Bayern on the other side? So it's just a matter of, like, get as much Bayern as you want, put Lewandowski in cash, and don't put Lewandowski in GPP, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like the reasonable spot. I mean, so many people had Lewandowski last week in tournaments and GPPs, and, like, it didn't work. I mean, maybe not the clear move was to go with Benzema because I had a Faye Lewandowski lineup that I used Gerard Moreno in. And of course it was Danjuma, I think, that scored in that game. So that unfortunately didn't work, but it was an idea that I had. But yeah, so we got the high end, we got the Benzema, we got Lewandowski, we got the Bayern guys. I mean, it's kind of, how much do you like Chelsea here in this spot? I mean, you look at the odds and it's, you know, you got 1.41 implied goal total, not a big number. They got that one in the first game. Kai Havertz was probably, I mean, I can't remember exactly, but he had a great game. Maybe one of the only Chelsea guys he had 6 shots and a goal. He's been playing well, 8,100. He's still kind of like, he's cheaper than like if Sané starts, Coman, but he's more expensive than Müller. So you gotta combine that, think about what to do there. And like you said, Timo Werner, 5,700. If he starts again, what do you think about him for, I guess, just for cash games? I mean, you're spending down 5,700. That's...
I like Timo Werner. I mean, honestly, if he starts, he might be even better play than Dani Parejo, for example. Like, you know, it's just...
Right.
It's just, I mean, I don't know how Dani Parejo, but usually he's around that price. So let me check.
Yeah, he's 5,800.
Yeah, so exactly. So I feel, you know, Real Madrid right back is being a liability. That Carvajal, he seems like his best year has passed through him. He's always the worst player of the team, right? I feel that by having, Ancelotti did something great on the match against Chelsea. He put Valverde to cover that side. So in that case, you know, you have Mendy going against Rhys James, and then Rhys James wasn't going back enough. So then it's when Vinicius going against Christensen. I believe that, you know, Tuchel is not an idiot, and he's definitely going to put Azpilicueta as center back, or maybe he's going to go Rhys James. He needs someone that can trace back Vinicius because they need to attack.
So yeah, he'll probably start over Christensen, huh?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think Azpilicueta should start over Christensen. And you know, he tried with with what's his name?
Sar? Did he come?
No, who was the right back this weekend when Chelsea destroyed Southampton?
Oh, Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah, Loftus-Cheek. So he's trying something there. He's trying something to, you know, maybe do not have just Reece James from the beginning. Just get Reece James back when they need to cross. The problem is, like, you know, Chelsea used to have the advantage on side, but now they don't have it. So, I mean, you're not going to cross against Casemiro or, I mean, Militao is great too, or Real Madrid, but, you know, especially with Timo Werner and Kai Havertz. But, you know, I think different pieces. I mean, my point, do I think Chelsea scores two goals? No. No, I don't. They could, but I don't think so. And but do I think that Bayern have two goals on them? I think so. So it's a matter of, like, you know, I don't mind Timo Werner. I think Timo Werner at that price in cash might be even better than Parejo, for example. So, you know, I'm not sure if you want. I mean, the midfield seems to be set, right? You're going to play Kimmich and Cruz, maybe, or Kimmich and Mount. I will play Kimmich, but the other midfielder, I'd rather play someone else. I'd rather put some flair on that.
All right, so yeah. I guess we might as well. There's four teams. We might as well mention the Villarreal guys. So we got Moreno. We got Danjuma here. Moreno was 8,100 last game. Now he's 6,300. So he's got a bit
expensive.
Of a drop. Yeah, that's why I put him in my tournament team, just because no one was going to use him. But he had Danjuma. He had the goal, 17 points last game. Do you think? I mean, how many chances do you think Villarreal are going to get? So Bayern at home, you know, obviously they need goals. They need at least two goals here if they want to, you know, escape playing extra time or PKs. What do you think Villarreal do in the attack? How much of the ball are they going to find?
I mean, Villarreal is going to sit back and want to wait for their chances. That's why Danjuma is so important, because Danjuma can run. I mean, it will be a temerity to put any Villarreal forward in a lineup. I just don't see it. I mean, like, I mean, it's not as many entries here. It's like, this is not the odd wide receiver to get a millimaker, right? It's just. I mean, how much? I mean, Danjuma scored a goal, but besides the goal, did Danjuma did anything else? I don't think so.
No. Yeah. So that was their only shot on goal. They got the goal in the 8th minute. They had 38% possession. Finished with 12 shots, 9 crosses.
Yeah.
So there's not a ton there, but I mean, on one end of it, you know, they got the early goal, so they're kind of maybe they're kind of comfortable just with that goal. So I mean, what if Bayern, you know, they get two goals in the first half, then
they have to get a goal. But in that case, you still want to have more Bayern now that you're open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel that, let me just go through the list to see.
Yeah, I mean, even then, it's like, why, if Werner starts, why would you still go with Danjuma or Moreno when Werner's cheaper? So
I think so too. Yeah, I think Werner is much better play. I mean, you get Gerard Moreno or Danjuma, and then, it's cheaper. It's just, it's hard to justify that play when you can also have, like, cheaper midfielders. Like, if I want to play someone for Villarreal, I don't mind Gio Lo Celso, for example. I see Gio Lo Celso can give you enough point to give you value at that price. Don't see it. I mean, I understand that, you know, I mean, you can play with whoever you want, but I mean, besides Dani Parejo or Lo Celso, I'm just having a hard time at those prices. Obviously, if Danjuma was 5'7" or 6, I will understand that. But at those prices, just rather go straight up. So
yeah. All right. So midfield, I think it's. So last week you didn't play, but Joshua Kimmich was 6,400. No idea why he was priced down so low, but he had 22 floor points.
Yeah.
Now he's at 7,800. I think it's still
cheap.
It's still automatic. I mean, it's like, I guess you could fade him in tournaments because, you know, he's still going to be popular, but like, he could be like, what if he, you know, he adds an assist or two to his already high floor. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you can look at that Salzburg win, the 7-1 win, when he only had 7.8 points. You know, he didn't get on the score sheet. So like, that's kind of what,
yeah.
Like, you either go with you, he's a must in cash games, and then GPPs play whatever. But
yeah, I mean, in GPP, if he does well, you need a lot of goals. So, I mean, it's probably going to be 90% on everywhere. So
yeah, Mount at 7,300. I like that. I mean, you could plug, depending on what you do. I mean, I'd like him in tournaments a little more than Kimmich, just because of the upside. 7,300. You're saving 500 there as well. He had a great game over the weekend, and I mean,
yeah, Mount sounds good. Mount or Gnabry, right? I mean, will you play Gnabry over Mount?
I don't know. Gnabry is just tough, just because he's gonna get like 60 minutes. Like, you know, he's getting subbed off early. You're just basically playing him for to score, to be awesome in those 60 minutes. Even in that 7-1 win, he went 45 minutes. He got the goal on his one shot. 13.6 points. It's still like not, I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I am. I think Kimmich Mount might make sense. Kimmich Gnabry might make sense for GPP. I'm not sure if I want to play Cruz. I don't, but I understand people might want to. Dani Parejo, same. I feel those guys, I mean, you might want to gamble somewhat. I mean, maybe Jorginho. Is Jorginho available or he's out? I don't know.
Jorginho is available.
All right. It's not the starting lineup, I guess.
Yeah, he was benched. It's now Jay Jorginho for some reason on DraftKings here.
Oh, Jay Jorginho.
Yeah, I guess he probably will be starting because Kovacic started over him in Southampton. So, yeah, UEFA is actually projecting that both Mount and Ziyech start, which I can't see happening. So,
I don't think. I mean, it can be all in, but if after the game, I feel Tuchel is going to give Werner a chance from the start. Who knows what's going to do? I think he's going to touch some stuff, but I feel that, you know, he was successful last year and we can argue a lot about it, playing Azpilicueta and Reece James center back. So he might do something like that. He needs someone, a right center back that can cover distance and can cover without the fullback help, without Azpilicueta help. And so I'm not sure what is he going to do there. I felt that his left-to-cheek invention worked for him. And maybe he does something like that. I think Azpilicueta is going to be in the team. I feel that he's going to be probably going to be the center back, the third center back. So, okay. But, you know, that's for fantasy, we don't care, right? So it's just a matter of, you know, what midfielders can you play and if you want to play any expensive defenders, right?
Right. I think I'd look at the guys we mentioned. You got Mount and Kimmich, but I wouldn't consider Parejo, Cruz. I still don't think Cruz is 100% from his injury. Seems like he's getting subbed off all these matches. I wouldn't even go with Cruz here. Like we already mentioned, they're up 3-1. So you're playing him for set pieces basically. So how many is he going to get? But I mean, you look down the list, you have all these options under 5K really. You can go to Goretzka at 49, Lo Celso 44.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jorginho starts, you still got the PKs with him. So that's a consideration. I mean, you could even go down to Casemiro at 3,600. He doesn't have the upside, but 3,600, if he gives you 6 to 8 points, like that's not the worst thing. So I don't like going for on this slate. I don't like going for like the Cruz or Parejos range just because you got these other guys sub 5K that are probably just as good.
I agree with you. I mean, I guess it's just going to matter if you I mean, I feel you can, you know, the second midfielder spot is going to be the key of the slate, on the sense that it's going to be the position with more variability, on the sense that, let's say you want Mount. So if you want Mount, you're not going to be able to play Alonso and Davies on defense, which is probably what you would like to play in cash. So you can play someone else there, and then you have, you fill your utility with another defender, or with a different, with a player is at 4,000. So maybe Kovacic for 3,000. Maybe you try to get someone there that gives you some outside instead of the safety. If you want Lewandowski, if you don't play Lewandowski, well, you definitely have more options on midfield. So
Valverde, you mentioned Valverde earlier. He was, I know people used him in that first slate because he was 3,400. Now he's 3,300. Like, he didn't really do anything.
Valverde's job was tracking the left wing back. That was his job.
Yeah, so
You saw Real Madrid will go to five defenders when he was playing. He went to five, and then like he will never. I mean, I don't remember he passed the midfield. Let me just check. I mean, I don't have to check now, but I don't remember him having many options, many opportunities in attack. So he pretty much played like that. Love to cheek position, but much more central, right? So let me see.
Basically, it's a warning not to, just because Valverde is listed as a forward. Yeah. Just because he's listed, you know, in the front three in a 4-3-3 at 3,300 doesn't mean that you have to use him. I guess that's, you just got to warn everyone.
Yeah. If you go to the game, I mean, you look at the heat map, he looks like a winger, but most of the time he spent a midfield covering that left side. I mean, well, you know, go check your app, whatever you have. I'm not gonna give commercials to anyone, but it was telling. I think that was the key of the slate. Like, he was able to control Azpilicueta on that side, which I think was the problem that Tuchel did. Like, he denatured Chelsea so much having only one wing back going on the right instead of like having one wing back on the left. I feel Alonso should start, so I think Alonso should do well if he starts. You know, there's no more choices, but we'll see. So that's my thing. I think Valverde, I mean, whoever, if he playing a win, remember, like, Carvajal is having a lot of trouble in defense. I'm checking his number here. He have no crosses against, so he played. Like, it was Valverde and Carvajal covering the left side all the time. So Chelsea cannot enter over there because it's just Carvajal is having a lot of problems. So it was a matter of, like, you know, what it is. Real Madrid worked out well for them, you know.
Yeah, Alonso didn't even play in that first leg. So they were basically, like, that was Azpilicueta on that side. So
yeah,
it basically took away anything for Azpilicueta. He had one shot on goal, a couple crosses, but I mean he's not as attack heavy as Alonso or Reece James, so it's not like you expected those kind of numbers, but wasn't the best game for him on the left wing there.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But yeah, speaking of defenders here, it seems like we got the three guys. We got Reece James, assuming they all start. Reece James, 6,100. Davies 51 and Alonso 54. So we got those three guys in cash games. Are we just looking to plug two of those in? if we have the money. I mean, depending on.
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, it depends on the formation, right? But I mean, just remember. I mean, we don't know if we're gonna know, but Chelsea is gonna play tricks. But they have to. If they go James and Alonso, I mean, I think James at 6,000 is a little bit pricey, but still safe, safer than anything else. So you can try to play the three of them. I think Alphonso Davies is going to be good. He was good on the other game. Pavard always, you know, takes a more defender role. I think the both Chelsea fullbacks, they need to attack. You need them. So I'm okay playing those three if you can. So that gives you not much money for that third midfielder position, I feel.
Yeah, do you want to play all three?
If you can, yeah. I mean, I just feel like Rhys James at 6,000 or Mount at 7,000. I mean, I'm not happy with the James price, but you know, like if we think they're not going to get there, he's not going to get replaced, which I think he's not. You know, it depends on the starting lineup. I mean, 6,000. I mean, I wish he was like 5,000 as Alonso is, but you know, what would you do? I mean, you wanna? I would like to play the three of them in cash.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean, it's just what other option you have under 6,000 that's better than James?
Yeah, I mean, to play all three may be kind of difficult, just depending on what else you have in your team. Like I threw in just a dummy lineup here with Coman, Muller, Gnabry, and Kimmich, and like you don't have the money for all three of those guys basically.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
So I mean not even spending on Lewandowski. So it won't be easy to get all three basically unless
I agree.
You got to spend down on one of your. You got to go with like a Casemiro kind of a thing if you want all three defenders.
Yep. Yeah, so that's the problem. That's the reason that second midfielder spot is going to be tough.
Are you playing anyone out? Like, are you going to have a lineup where you can't afford at least two of those guys? So, like, are you stuck with a punt here, your second defender? I don't really like anyone else for this slate. I mean,
that's all you can. I mean, it's just like the only. I mean, how long can you? Go. I mean, let's see. The defenders are the cheapest, right? So that's the other thing you can do. Like,
I mean, I guess you can go like if you want, if you go Courtois and Nacho or something, and hope for the Real Madrid clean sheet kind of a thing. But get a bunch of defensive stats for Nacho. I mean,
yeah.
Or on the other side of that, you got Rudiger, who figures to be in the box a lot if Chelsea are attacking. So
yeah. Yeah, the only thing you have is either Rudiger for the upside or Juan Foyt. He was good. You hope some tackles. I mean, you hope for like the 3-4 points he gives you, but that's not a good enough. So,
no, I'm not playing him.
Yeah, I just feel that you know Lewandowski and Coman and Kimmich are going to be hard, the three of them. So. Maybe you're going to have to sacrifice Coman for Sané or something like that. It's just not easy. Not easy. Yeah. I mean, because who can you play a midfielder under 3,500? Let me see. I'm not sure there's a many one playing. Let's see.
I think it was worse. I guess everyone last week, I think they had James and Davies. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. In last week, because there's really no one else, because you had Azpilicueta on the wing, and then you're going down to like guys like Pavard, and it's like, do you want to spend on Pavard? Probably not. Yeah. So,
yeah, with you, the only ones playable at this lower level midfielder are what, like Casemiro 3,600, Valverde 3,300, but Valverde, I mean, I guess you could.
No, we're not.
I mean, I don't want to do that, but I'd rather. But that means that you're gonna have to get rid of Sané or Lewandowski, or one of the midfield or one of the top defenders. So it's just a matter of, I guess, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, Azpilicueta might be a winger, but I don't know.
No.
It's just tough. No. It's just tough.
So goalkeeper, 5,900 for Neuer. I guess that's the tournament move, just to go Neuer here at 5,900. Because yeah. I mean, with pretty much all these other, if you're spending at forward, you're not going to have the money for Neuer. That's kind of how it goes with Lewandowski or really anyone on Bayern. So
yeah, I have.
It seems like Courtois will be the most popular though, just based off his results in Champions League. He probably be like, he's 4,900. Seems like he'll be most popular though.
He's gonna see a lot of shots. He plays at home, so yeah, definitely between Neuer and Courtois, you go Courtois.
What about between Rui and Courtois?
I mean, if I had the money, I'd rather go Courtois, but I mean, Rui seems fine. I mean, at that price, Rui seems fine to me. I mean, Bayern have to shoot. One goal is not enough. So,
four saves in that first game. He makes a decent amount of saves, so it's not like it would be out of the ordinary to make another four or five saves, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, as long as you're in the positive with him, then I guess that's all you can ask for. So,
It's just a matter of I would like to get to Courtois, but Courtois, I'm not sure you can make it with. If you want three buyer guys, or you know, if you want Lewandowski,
yeah, you need to go.
It's not much different between Lewandowski and Coman, by the way. So it's just, it have to be a Mueller. Like, I'd rather not play Mueller, but he was awesome against Salzburg.
Yeah, he has awesome games here and there. Not in the first leg, though. That was, yeah. He only went 62 minutes, too. It just wasn't working for him.
Yeah.
So we got the two game slate, and what team would you target? I guess it's not even a situation where, like, I don't know, there's previous slates. It's like, we got to figure out a third team that we want. So, it's kind of you got Real Madrid and Chelsea. So it's maybe not even, are you in a situation where you have Bayern Munich and another team and you're struggling for a third team or?
I don't think so. That's the reason, like, Rulli is also,
yeah,
because you have the third player there. You want Chelsea defender, one of the wing backs. You probably want Alphonso Davies if you can. I mean, I think those two guys at those prices are good, decent value. Then it's a matter of, like, who's going to be your midfielder, right? Who's going to be the cheap one or not that cheap one? Or if you are going to go with a defender, I mean, I guess you can go, as you say, Nacho, you can go Carvajal, or you can go Foyt. I mean, not that I want to, but I have to, you know, like sometimes it is what it is, you know, like it's sometimes... there is one position that you're going to play someone you don't like, unless there is some odd guy starting somewhere. Don't know who could be it, but there's no one cheap. So,
all right. So we're 31 minutes in. There's not much else to say here. I'm not just going to ask, how many goals do you think Bayern are going to score?
One?
I think Bayern Munich are going to score one?
I mean, do you want me to tell you what I think? Rationally, Bayern should win easily.
No, I only care what you think. I don't care
what I think. What I think. All right, one.
Yeah, one-nil. You're talking about using three of their guys, though, in tournaments. So are you going to fade them and go the other game? Or what do you think is going to happen in the other game, then?
I'm not fading. I think that Bayern's going to win 1-0, and I think Real Madrid is going to win 1-0 too. But that's what I think. What I want is Chelsea to win 3-0. I would like Villarreal to win too. But I don't know. I mean, I know Bayern should do well, but, you know, I mean, do I need goals for Bayern to do well? Definitely not.
I should probably know the rules, but so if it finishes 1-0, does it go to, they'd play another 30 minutes? Is that what they're doing? Because we don't have away goals now. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, there's no away goals. There's no away goals anymore. So, yeah, no, I think, look.
You still think that we're paying up for it?
Villarreal can replicate what they did, yes. And in our game on DraftKings, we do not need goals to win, right? Well,
you're paying up for shots and crosses then?
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing? So you're definitely going to have Coman in your lineup.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I want Lewandowski. That's my thing. I don't know. I mean, it was really amazing what they did on the other game. And
yeah, but you could have said that about Salzburg in that first leg there. So what do you think about that?
Salzburg doesn't have the Unai Emery, right? So.
Oh, of course. The Arsenal legend. That's right.
Yeah, the defensive legend. So I don't know. I mean, I'm honest with you. I if I will bet the Bayern Villarreal, I will bet the under.
Okay, so we're betting the under. Okay.
But I think that. But do I think that Real Madrid and Chelsea score more goals? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that Chelsea doesn't have the firepower up front to disturb Real Madrid much. Sadly, that's the truth. I'm not sure if Nacho does well. I mean, it's just without Lukaku, it's been very frustrating. So it depends on Mason Mount or I mean I like Ziyech. He got the long shots, but I feel he's going to be you know, it will be good to see. I'm rooting for Chelsea, obviously. But
Chelsea had, so they lost that first game. They had 20 shots, 5 on target, 18 crosses, and 15 chances created.
Yeah. Yeah. And Courtois felt like there's one good save. Then.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get into your mindset, your strategy here, just because like you're playing the Bayern Munich guys.
Yeah.
Thinking they're only going to score one goal, but what if like the Chelsea guys, you know, rack up the same amount of numbers?
Not a bad idea. I will do that. All right. It's 14th. You decide what you want. I mean, I
play who you want.
Obviously, Bayern has and they probably will win 3-0. I don't think they would, but I still think they will be. You know, if I come here and I tell you don't play Bayer guys, you weren't gonna fire me, right? So,
yeah,
so you know, one thing. I mean, one thing is what I think. I'm way until tomorrow. So,
all right, we'll see. We'll be back. You got anything else here before we go?
No, guys, just you know, I got nothing else. It's four games. It's Champions League.
Yeah, I feel like they used to combine these slates. Didn't they used to do like a Tuesday, Wednesday slate where we had four games?
Yeah, but why? You and I always play, no matter what they put on.
That is true. That is
no matter
true.
What they put on, we play, you know?
That's the problem. All right.
We're like the crack addicts. No matter what they put, we play. We take it. Anyhow.
We're like crack addicts.
Bad thing to compare to.
I'll clip that out and advertise that line.
Thank
there.
Thank you. But, appreciate it.
But all right, man. Yeah, if you've been watching on YouTube or Twitter, we got rotoware.com/soccer trial. You can use these cheat sheets. You can get a free 10-day trial, no credit card required. You got all this good information here. Odds, lineups, free kicks, all this other stuff here. Too much stuff. I don't know what to do with it all. So much stuff. We even got projected or team conceded stats here for saves. I mean, Bayern Munich, 4.11 saves against them in Champions League. There you go. Geronimo Rui. There you go. That's why you use him.
Yeah.
Use him for those saves. But Luis, you can find him at PecheGoal on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. We will be back at some point to talk Wednesday slate with, of course, Atletico Madrid. And we will see everyone then. Good luck tomorrow for this wonderful slate of 1-0 wins.
Good luck, guys.